Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Bigfoot Live, starring Thomas Gardy, the world's most respected authority on the phenomena known as Bigfoot. Sit back and relax as we take you on a journey into the world of the unknown. Believer or skeptic, man or woman, you will be mesmerized by real people telling real descriptions about real encounters. Fasten your seatbelts, America. It's reality radio at its finest, and it starts now.
In 1967, my whole life changed. I saw the Roger Patterson film on the Johnny Carson show. And I gotta tell you, that's the day I thought I was gonna challenge the world and go out and find this thing.
We had found like 12 tracks in the ground. I didn't want to believe it was Bigfoot.
Oh, yeah.
He's moving right now. He's moving right now. He's straight out of the tree line. He's moving to the right. See him? He's going to the right. He's going into the trees right now. Come here, look.
I'm Bob Hallmark, and I'm a reporter with ABC Television in Tyler, Longview. It's been my pleasure to be with Tom Scotty and his team tonight, and I have to admit that I was skeptical when I came out here. I thought we, at this time in our history, had the technology to be able to find one of these things if it existed. But after seeing the footprints and the dig marks in the sand and what I believe to be a very large creature running at a high rate of speed through the woods, I'm convinced I'm going to have to change my opinion on Bigfoot. I turned, I saw this thing standing by my gator.
When I saw the actual footprints, I realized they were something special and probably Sasquatch.
When I landed on the ground, I was kind of thinking, this ain't no human being. It's got to be something else.
www.searchingforbigfoot.com.
Out in the swamps, what you think I've seen? Something strange, you know. Sasquatch sitting on the side of his knee, and he was talking to Moccasin Joe. Well, the party they gonna have out in the St. John's Swamps. Sasquatch doing a brand new dance, and he called it the Bigfoot Stomp.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Marco Bill on the Bigfoot Live broadcast. And folks, it's that time of the week again. It's time for the Wednesday evening Bigfoot Live radio show with our host, Mr. Tom Viscardi. And now, everybody, the man who put the big back into Bigfoot, our host and renowned Bigfoot researcher, Mr. Tom Viscardi. Good evening, Tom. How are you tonight?
Doing wonderful, Mr. Marco, up there in heaven. Hey, folks. Hey, Bigfooters. How are my little Squatch monsters doing? Back on the show this week. Got that little bug. Got rid of it, hopefully. Knock on wood. Don't want to have... I don't want no... I think Doyle has the coronavirus, or is it the Milwaukee
No. Doyle's got the Budweiser virus.
Budweiser virus.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good.
Oh.
How's everybody
Don't y'all
doing
do me that way. Don't y'all do me that way.
And we love you, big guy.
We got Rocky, Leo, and Doyle with us this evening. And we're just going to chat about whatever we want to chat about, you know. First off, hey. Everybody see the video with the Washington Department of Transportation Bigfoot? Anybody see that one out there?
Yeah.
I have not seen it because my Wi-Fi is down.
Your Wi-Fi is down. You know something?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how to do it. I'm getting so tired.
Yeah, I'm getting so tired of all the... Everybody, it has to be Bigfoot. Well, if it was a live video, why are they just showing... one little something that looks like it's black next to a tree off in the distance. Now, let's not look at the 5 minutes before walking up to it or the 5 minutes after walking up to it. It was just the one frame. You know, my goodness. Oh, you know, guess what? Did you guys find out about Expedition Bigfoot? Did you hear what happened?
Negative.
No.
Okay. So they rented out the Dude Ranch for the whole show. They were at a Dude Ranch, dude. They were at a Dude Ranch. Okay.
Oh,
they weren't
Jesus.
Even really out in the woods. They were at a Dude Ranch. So people are going, wait a minute. And they post the Dude Ranch now online. And, you know, that's just, I can't believe it, you know. Ran out of Dude Ranch and then fabricate stuff, you know. That's just something
well.
Else, man. Yeah.
Well, I kind of figured that, TJ. You know.
Yeah, well, we knew they were, you know, somewhere. They weren't
as long
Dude Ranch.
As long as the world knows that we're not at a Dude Ranch when we go out.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, they pretty much know that. That's crazy. A Dude Ranch. You know? Just like, wow. Just crazy. But this Dude Ranch, remember the algorithm. So this Dude Ranch was where the algorithm said to find him. How convenient.
Oh, God, man.
Everybody's up in arms about it. Wow.
That's all. Is it? Is the show still on?
Well, they ended the last season or this season with something. I don't know. I watched it for one show and then I stopped watching it after that because I realized it wasn't really something that I cared about because it was stupid. You know.
I made it through three.
Did you? Better than
yeah,
me.
Yeah, it was three times as stupid as one.
There you go. I watched it twice, and when they ran from Bigfoot, or the episode where the guy had all the damn equipment, and he took off running, and it was like, I see something. He's on us. And he took off running. I'm thinking, well, damn, is the cameraman scared, or are you just scared? Because the cameraman was still there filming. I was like, you bunch of jackasses.
Yeah. That makes no sense. I'm trying to Google it and find it for us. Yeah.
Well, they didn't have a door with them, did they?
Hell no.
Apparently not. They're there.
I'm looking for one now, too, TJ.
Salt Fork, Ohio.
If we'd have spotted the Bigfoot on our expedition, I would chase him down and gnaw his balls off with my bare teeth just to capture it, son of a bitch.
Well, I don't know if I'm going to go that far, but I will shoot it.
Hey,
back.
Rocky, it's all about catching. It's all about getting it, buddy. I'll do anything I can do in my power to get one.
Yeah.
Well, I'll do almost anything. I want you to chew his balls off, but.
Don't talk about mountain horses now.
I will shoot it in the back.
Oh,
or the front.
Expedition Bigfoot Season 2 canceled. Wow.
Well.
Yep. Date.
I wonder why.
It went over big time.
I wonder why.
Yeah.
And the Biscardi Bigfoot Hunters have been going since 1970. Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me.
67.
Where's the credibility go, guys?
Yeah.
You ain't gonna get it, man.
Where's the credibility at there?
It was
because of jackass like that. That's why.
They had four or five shows. We've been on, 607 times?
Actual expedition.
Yeah.
That's what gets me. Actual expeditions.
Something for real, right?
Exactly.
I mean, no busload of folks lined up in a skirmish line. All right, everybody, let's go find Bigfoot. None of that crap, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, the one trip, me and Tommy rode together for 9,000 miles.
Mm.
Okay, and so on TV, they've got a 100-acre Dude Ranch. Well, maybe we need to talk to some producers.
I think we should. I think we should.
I told y'all before, if you were doing what we do, it wouldn't be back. It wouldn't be good TV because we're not going out there and scream, "Woo! I got Bigfoot right here in front of me! Yeah, let me watch it." You know, we're not going to lie. We're not going to say.
Yeah.
It'll be good TV if you'll chew its balls off.
I like to see that.
I would. I admit right now, I will say this, and I'm not gay in any which way, but if it come down to it, I'd chew his balls off to castrate some bitch.
Well, I'll follow the blood trail to find the body, but...
Yeah, probably my body, but I'm telling you, boys, there ain't nothing I won't do to try to find Bigfoot.
Yeah. Well, but, I mean, TJ, I can honestly tell you, man, half those people, when they start those shows, one of the things I've come to realize is what they do is, you know, they sit around, and I know amongst the millions of listeners that's listening to our show tonight, they know TJ, they know Rocky, they know Doyle, they know Leo, the Bigfoot hunter, you know, they know the Swede, and they listen to our shows, they've seen the videos, and I'm sure some of them have inadvertently just went online to the Search for Bigfoot website and bought the DVD and said, "These guys are for real. They're not bullshitting, you know." So they sit around one another and say, "Hey, let's do this. Let's go to the dude ranch and say we found Bigfoot." That's what they're doing. And then the next thing you know, these producers are actually seeing, "Cha-ching, yeah, let's do that." Yeah, but the Biscardi crew, they actually go out there, man, bullshit. The hell with that. I'm not sitting out there with damn ticks and mosquitoes and shit. Well, you really don't want to find Bigfoot. That's all that shit is.
Nope.
Yep. Absolutely not. I know that for a fact we were in Paris, Texas, and the Bigfoot crew from the Animal Planet, the Moneymaker and his crew, heard we were in Paris, Texas. They left Harlan County, Kentucky, and thousands of dollars in debt for damaged four-wheelers and for hotel bills and everything. Never paid nothing to those people back. And they chased us down to Paris, Texas because they heard we were there. Does that not happen, Tom?
When me and Big Tom went, says me and Tom and Swede and Chico and Fernando, we were all in Rockwall, Texas. And we found footprints. We was getting all ready to set up for the next go-round, the next night. And the cops showed up. And we had permission to be there, but the cops showed up and chased us out. And then I guess it was the next couple of days later, that's when Matt Moneymaker and them showed up in Rockwall at the same place. So,
yeah. Like I said, I've always said it before. It's like that tornado movie that was always popular, you know, with the whatever. And the guy that knew what he was doing was chasing the tornadoes, and the pieces of shit were trying to, like, find him. And they would chase him, you know. That's the same thing with Matt Moneymaker and them. They chase the Biscardis around the country because they know where they're going to be tracking. They know where they're going to be migrating. And they know the Biscardis are going to be the first people to expose Bigfoot. And that's, you know, just the bottom line, guys, America, world, anywhere you want to go, the Biscardi's going to be the first.
But it's one caveat to that, Dole, is when they chase the Biscardi's around, the Searching for Bigfoot team around, they're not going to go out into the swampy areas. They're not going to stay up late like we do. They're not going to fight the heat and mosquitoes. They're going to wait until the action starts, and then they're going to show up after the damn fight is over with. Oh, yeah, Bigfoot was in this area.
Yeah, with camera
crews. After we did the damn work.
Well, you're damn right.
when we
you don't have
Oklahoma,
any knots. You know how many knots in this past year I've set in Path Fork, Kentucky, and I've set in Kettle Island, Kentucky, where studs were rifle in hand, ghillie suit on, smeared my damn self down in urine, you know, to just to wait for that perfect shot. People
urine
don't know that. I might be retarded. I don't know. I might be stupid for doing that. But after what Tommy Viscardi showed me, TJ showed me, in Taking Creek, Tennessee that night, there's something out there, and I'm going to find it. If I can find it, I will kill it, or I will capture it, and I will come back with it.
Well, when we were in Rockwall, Texas, probably hadn't been there for 2 days, and we're sitting there. We had gone in and gone to a restaurant.
Oh, no, no more of that, Rocky.
No, Cryptomundo showed up.
Oh, okay.
The Cryptomundo people showed up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Then we left out of there and went back to the out with the ticks and wild hogs and stuff. And the next morning when we was getting ready to go check the cameras and all that, that was when the cops showed up and basically chased us out of there.
Yeah.
And basically what it all boils down to was Cryptomundo said, well, you know, we'll talk to Matt Moneymaker. Matt Moneymaker said, okay, Mr. Producer, offer these people some money to send the boys out, and we'll go in their place.
Yeah.
That's bullshit. That's what that is.
Exactly.
Well, you know, it's
tough that a lot of people don't know about Matt Moneymaker, and I know this for a fact. Boys, we got paid to go on this big fun hunt from Tom Senior. He pays his people. He feeds us. He houses us. He does everything. Matt Moneymaker pays money to be on the Animal Planet. He pays them to put his show on there. What do you think about that? Or am I wrong, TJ? Come on.
Oh, wait a minute. So, 502 area code, that's Louisville. Let's see if we got a caller in Louisville. We'll get rid of him. He's an idiot. One of those crank callers. Hold on. Louisville, you're on the air. Louisville, you're on the air with the Bigfoot Live Radio Show. You got a question? Last call for Louisville. Who's this? Louisville, Kentucky. Caller.
Well, somebody
was on there. Yeah, well, I gave him a chance. I'll pick him up in 10 or 15 more minutes if he's still there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, you get so tired every now and then. Just people following your tails and chasing you, you know, around thinking that they've got it all, they've done it all. You know, there's no experts. What was that? Remember how they were on Expedition Bigfoot, they were talking about five experts in the woods. Five experts. Nobody acted like an expert. Number one, we haven't ever captured a Bigfoot, so how could somebody be an expert on Bigfoot, first off? You know, I don't get it. It's just, it amazes me how they try to deceive. You know, if they would have just been up front in the beginning, I'm sure people wouldn't have bashed them as bad. But they have to understand, there's a lot of researchers in this field. So people go research, try to figure out where they're at because they want to go search the area, you know. And I think, I'm pretty sure that house gave it away. the one guy that lived in the house, you know.
I put a thing on, I saw something about it, about the show on Facebook. And I put on there, said that that the show was almost as stupid as Mountain Monsters, but at least Mountain Monsters had funny characters. And Matt Akerd, Akerd. What was the Akerd guy? What's his name?
He died just this year, I think. The old guy? Trapper?
No. On the Expedition Bigfoot.
Oh, Russell Accord.
Accord, okay.
Handler.
Accord. Yeah,
right,
that's
okay.
Him.
One of them, messaged back, but I could never pull it up.
Yeah.
And anyhow, he sent me a happy face. I don't know what that meant, but it was the show. What I saw, I mean, sure, they had cool equipment.
And
that was about all they had going for them. With some,
equipment. They got nothing better than what we've had. We got far phones. We got night vision. We got everything you use. You know, heat vision, everything. We got it all. Because Big Tom makes sure we have all the supplies we need.
Granted, we have all of the above. But with them, what they had was a paycheck. And, you know, they were able to say, okay, Mr. Producer, here's what we need. And,
TV, they weren't hunting Bigfoot.
We had a drone for a while, but Big Frank landed it in the pond. But we got a good picture of the bottom of the pond, a lake bed.
The camera worked. Yeah. The camera worked in the water.
Yeah,
I remember that.
Worked for a little while.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. That's
but they people behind them that were, you know, that said, okay, we're with whatever Animal Planet or Travel Channel. Said, okay, the Travel Channel said, we got lots of money, so we can go really high tech. And, you know, they had some stuff, you know, the noise blasters and stuff like that. That was, you know, high tech, but they didn't have Tommy. And, you know, where was it? Fred, Texas? That we had the news crew with us?
Oh, and we got the calls back that night? Yeah, I remember that now. We were somewhere in Texas. We were down there.
I had nothing but respect for that newswoman. She was not a small woman.
No. Nope.
And she came out there so totally unprepared. And she, anywhere we went, she was right there. I mean, she was all into it. And then when we got back, I mean, we got into a spot that was just so swampy, we couldn't go any further. And when we got back, she said, do what?
Unless we wanted to go swimming.
Right. Yeah. And it was kind of nasty that night.
Remember we were crossing that log or whatever that was, and it broke on that person and they fell into the water?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
I walked across in front ahead of him, and I almost did the same thing, but I almost did, but he did. But anyhow, I mean, when we got back up to the campsite, she said, well, you know, these other guys on TV, said sometimes they do the howls and all that. She said, do y'all ever do that? And Tommy told her, said, I do. She said, "Would you do it?" And so Tommy cut loose, and we all sit around there for just a minute or two, and Tommy did it again. And then we got an answer back from the direction that we just came from, and they recorded it. They played it on the news.
That's right. I remember that. And, you know, you're never expecting it. Because come on, you'll sit there and you'll call out a million friggin' times and never hear nothing. You're thinking, you're just doing it just so that the TV can hear it, and boom. What was like, what? It just like it was.
Tommy, tell my tax trick story, please. This is the one that hooked me, and it got me on the Bigfoot team.
Well, if you like to make it quick, you've shared it a million times, but go ahead.
But I can't help it, but this is why I'm here. This is why I'm here. Instead of telling you,
buddy, you got it. Hold on. You got a problem. Put the beer down first, though, okay?
I ain't got a beer.
Oh, okay.
What?
What's wrong with you?
Judge.
Are you sick?
Yeah, I have been sick, actually.
Okay. We love you, baby. We love you. Go ahead. Tell your tax story. Gotcha.
Go ahead, Doyle.
Anyway, first time I met Tommy was at T-ball meeting. And Kumi, his wife, lovely woman, beautiful woman, said that she hated it because Tommy would go away and go Bigfoot hunting. And I was like, okay. So the next day I heard on John Boy and Billy's show that they had a Bigfoot hunter on there. And John Boy and Billy is like the biggest South show, radio show in the world down here. And he was up there interviewing with them, and I was like, damn, that's him. And, you know, anyway, we go, and I tell him, I said, you know, show me something. So we go into Tackett Creek, Tennessee. Is that not, Tommy, some of the most deepest woods you've ever been in your life?
It is. It is. Yep.
So we go there because this guy says that he and his wife were up there having their manipulations or whatever they wanted to do in the back of the truck. And he says a Bigfoot come up to the truck and grabbed him or whatever. And he said that, you know, he promised us that he would take us there. So we went, boom. And we got up there to where we were at. And, you know, being me, being the kind of guy I am, I kind of like to carry a gun everywhere I go. So I had a Mini 14 Ruger with like three magazines loaded up with hollow points and the whole nine yards. And we start. He shows us where this place is at, where this Bigfoot's supposed to be. And so we start walking up the hill, and, you know, I start getting tired of carrying this gun. And I look at Tommy, and I was like, Tommy, I'm getting tired of carrying this gun. Can you carry it? And I handed it to Tommy. And Tommy's like, okay. And he straps it across himself like military style. Because it's got like a thing on it. And I'm like, I wouldn't carry it that way. You know, I was carrying it on my shoulder. He swings it across his whole head and everything else and whatever. And I'm like, let me explain how this thing works before we go up the hill. And he's like, Tommy looks at me and laughs. He's like, dude, ex-Army Ranger. He embarrassed me. He showed me my place right there. Because I knew TJ knew what the hell he was doing with whatever he wanted to do. But we went into this holler. Tommy done the knocks. He done the hollering and everything else. Nothing else happened. We found some bear scat. Remember that, Tommy?
We sure did.
And Tommy told this boy, he said, I think you might have just seen a black bear, you know, or something that left some bear scat. And we left. And the boy was in the truck in front of us, and he was pulling out, and we were following him. And then all of a sudden, we started hearing, woo, 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 just like the same things that Tommy was hollering back, started hollering back. So I said, stop the car. You know, I said, did you hear that? And he said, yeah. I said, and the other guy was just a few, you know, maybe a half a mile in front of us. I said, you think he's doing that? And Tom was like, I don't think so. So anyway, we catch up to this guy. And we get out, and I'm kind of upset. I'm, you know, wondering why he's trying to mess with us, you know, right, on this Bigfoot. And
yeah, you were pissed. You were pretty pissed. I remember that.
Yeah, I was pretty pissed.
Yeah.
So I got out, and I get this guy out of his car. And I'm like, why did you stop and start yelling doing that shit? He said, I swear to God, I didn't do nothing. He said, I've just been driving. Well, when I've got him out there and I'm getting ready to knock his lights off, and I'm getting ready to hit this guy, all of a sudden I hear a big squall from the mountains. Same as Tommy thought. So I let this boy go, and I walked back over to Tommy, and I said, Tommy. I said, you hear that? Tommy just grinned at me. He said, yeah, we got a Bigfoot. I'm like, no, we don't. Tommy said, let me show you something. So he got out with his ball bat. He walked over to a tree, and he done like three tree knocks with this ball bat. And he got like three tree knocks back. Then he done like two yelps that only TJ Biscardi can do. He's the grandmaster of the Bigfoot yelp. Trust me.
Absolutely.
He gave like two, three yelps out. And guess what? We got like three yelps back.
Yep. Yep, we sure did.
Unbelievable. I'm like, that's not happening. You know, I'm kind of dazed in the head, and I'm thinking, there ain't no way that you just done that. And Tommy laughs, and he says, watch this. He goes over there, and he wraps about two more knocks off on a tree. And from the ridge above us comes two wraps on a tree.
Yep. That
I'm
like,
this ain't happening. You know, I'm telling myself this not happening. And Tommy goes over and uses like three yelps, like woo, 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 like he does the best he can do. I can't do it like he can, but he gets three yelps. And he gets three yelps back from the top of that ridge. Now, we're like 4 miles or 5 miles apart from that. What in the hell could have yelled that loud from that far away. I've hunted, in my whole life, and we've hunted coon dogs and everything else. You yell for your coon dogs and everything else. A half a mile is awesome. If you can get a half a mile yell back. But that gun, this boy got a 20-mile yell back. And it just amazed me, and that's it. I'm hooked.
Yep. Thank you, brother.
That was
Thank
it.
You for that. That wonderful
Call
the experience and encounter. I got an idea, Doyle. Let's give Louisville, Kentucky one more time. Let's see if they'll come back on. Louisville, Kentucky, area code 502, phone number 262-5717. Do you have a question for us, caller?
Strong.
Area code 502-262-5717. Louisville, Kentucky, you're on with the Bigfoot Live and the gang. Guess they're just listening in. Okay, so they'll go back to mute. Yeah, Doyle, that was one heck of a time, brother. It was a great, great time. We had,
You don't understand. That's when I decided I had to become a Bigfoot hunter. Because
yeah,
you convinced me that it's there. It's there. There's one in Tackett Creek, Tennessee. As sure as my asshole's raw. I'm telling you, I guarantee you that we have Bigfoot people out there. I mean, they're out there. Rocky Slavin, Jesus Christ, in Arkansas. Convince
Superstar. Hey, you know something?
Superstar.
Hey, Leo, you still with us?
I'm with you there, brother. Who brought you?
Brother, what was the day that made you a believer? What, you know, when did you have the epiphany and realize that the creatures were real?
That day I got the knock and the growl. Scared the shit out of me, man. I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm going to tell you, folks, that was something. And when I took the video, and what got me was I was out in UR by myself. And I showed up at the camp area where the infamous Mike Green video was made, the infrared video was made. And I went up to the backside of the mountain, which I'm going to remain nameless because I don't want a bunch of
famous
jackasses to
Not
be out there with us.
The famous, yeah.
but anyway, we get out there by myself. I go to the other side of the mountain. I come down to the backside, and I did a couple of knocks. Sure as hell, was nobody out there. I know for a damn fact it was nobody out there. That is no hunting area. You can't hunt. Nobody was parked out there. It was the middle of springtime. And I got that loud knockback, which TJ has the video. He's got it. I got a loud knockback. I said, you got to be shitting me. But anyway, then I find the broken branch. And when I find the broken branch, I take pictures, I'm out videoing, and I said, well, maybe, I don't know, somebody might be out here just bullshitting with me. But then I get this awful growl, scared the damn teetotal shit out of me. I said, well, if it's a bear, whatever the hell it is, I had my .357, and I said, I got 13 shots. And I eased it to the front of my abdomen, and I said, whatever this is going to come at me, I'm going to at least get 3 shots off. And I turned around, didn't see anything, I heard the wind whistling, and I seen a big-ass crow flying around, didn't hear nothing else, no birds, no nothing. Everything got quiet. So I hauled ass off the mountain. But when I get back, I play the video, and TJ would tell you, it's a big-ass shadow behind me. I don't know what the hell it was that broke behind me that went down the backside of the mountain. I don't know what the hell it was. But something behind me took off running. But
is that the one where it was up on the ridge line with the trees?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. That's right. Something was up there walking, you're right. And bipedal standing upright, yep.
And the thing about it is, here's the thing that got me. Anytime, and this is what people fail to realize in life, it's two things that never, ever will tell a lie in life. That's the hair on your neck and your gut feeling. And the whole time I was on that mountain, I felt like somebody or something was watching my ass. And I felt like something was paralleling me. Everywhere I went, they were going. And After that, you know, I've been out on expeditions before. The first time I met the Godfather was up in Winterville, was in Asheville, and that was the first time we met up with a jackass up at the Episcopal Forest. But after that, when I had my encounter, you know, with the knocks and the ground, that right there, I said, hey, there's some shit out here. I'm going to tell you that now. And if anyone tells me that it's not, it's going to be the biggest damn argument you ever had. I promise you that. Because I know. I experienced it. And I'm not – you get some people out here say they have experienced it. They don't have video. They don't have anything. Oh, yeah, I was out there. Yeah, I seen a Bigfoot now. I want to search for Bigfoot. No. 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 We spent countless time, countless dollars on equipment, you know. And it ain't because we ain't got shit else to do. It ain't because we don't feel like going to Tahiti or, you know, Cancun somewhere on vacation. It's because we believe in this thing. And we take and choose to spend our money on this equipment. So – that made me a believer, man. And I've been on the show. I've been on the show now. How long? It's been a couple of years.
God.
It's been a long damn
years.
Time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
2 to 3 years, yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Been,
so, you know.
We
and,
went out
and
there.
I wouldn't, yeah. You know, and I wouldn't be on the show. I wouldn't have befriended, you know, Rocky Slavens and Dole and the Swede and the Biscardi family, if I didn't believe in this thing, man. I'm just going to tell you, I'm on the show. If I'm not on the show, because either I got a vacation or something, but I'm on this show because I believe in this thing, and I do. And I'm going to continue to be on the show until I'm sitting up there beside doggone my man. God, it hurts to even say his name. Yeah, it hurts to even say his name. Marco. So
Marco,
I'm going to tell you that now. And it... Yeah. Until I'm sitting up there with Marco, I'm going to keep being on the show, and I believe in it. So to the people out there that
thank you,
think we're whack
thank
jobs,
you.
The hell with you.
Yeah, thank
hey,
you.
Let me say something. Hey, brother, we all going on a hunt together soon. We got to do this. We're all
we
going
do.
On a hunt soon together, all of us.
It'll happen. We find something decent.
It's got to happen.
Yep.
It's got to happen, Tommy. We got to get the faithful.
Brother, we are the faithful. This is the Bigfoot Live Radio Show. Let's hit a commercial break. We'll come on back live after that. Thanks, folks.
1967, my whole life changed. I saw the Roger Patterson film on the Johnny Carson show. And I got to tell you, that's the day I thought I was going to challenge the world and go out and find this thing.
We had found like 12 tracks in the ground. I didn't want to believe it was Bigfoot.
There he is.
Did you hear that?
He's moving right now. He's moving right now. He's straight out of the tree line. He's moving to the right. He's going to the right. He's going into the trees right now. Come here, look.
I'm Bob Hallmark, and I'm a reporter with ABC Television and Tyler Lundgren. It's been my pleasure to be with Tom Scotty and his team tonight, and I have to admit that I was skeptical when I came out here. I thought we, at this time in our history, had the technology to be able to find one of these things if it existed. But after seeing the footprints and the dig marks in the sand and what I believe to be a very large creature running at a high rate of speed through the woods, convinced them I have to change my opinion on Bigfoot.
I turned, I saw this thing standing by my gator.
When I saw the actual footprints, I realized they were something special and probably Sasquatch.
When I landed on the ground, I was kind of thinking, this ain't no human being. It's got to be something else.
Yeah, I'll tell you, folks. You know, if you like and you're inclined, you can get over to searchingforbigfoot.com. You can get over to our store and pick you up some wonderful Bigfoot memorabilia. Coffee
hey,
mugs,
TJ.
T-shirts. Yeah.
Hey, this is Leo. Got a question for you. And this question can go out to Rocky and Dole, and it also can go out to the millions of listeners, and I consider them fans if you come to listen to our show every Wednesday. Evidently, we're doing something right. If you take that video, I think the gentleman, he passed away, God rest his soul, is a Jim Snail, the guy from Texas who was a self-made archaeologist. He was the ran into the Bigfoot. Was that his name?
And his name was Mike Sells.
Mike Snail. If you take the video, and it's actually, folks, it's actually on searchingforbigfoot.com. I think it's Searching for Bigfoot 1, I might be wrong.
Bigfoot Lives 1 and 2.
Right.
Yep.
Right. If you actually look at his video, they played a video. If you slow it down, I did it twice. And I'm going to try to do it again. I guess it's like damn playing horseshoes. You only damn get a five every once in a while. If you play it back twice, you can see a glimpse of a shadow or silhouette of whatever he ran into. And whatever he ran into was huge as hell. I'm tell you that now. I slowed the video down several times.
Through his IR camera.
If you slow the video down, if you take your time, I mean, you're going to be watching it for at least 2 or 3 hours like I did. If you keep slowing it down, slow it down, and you actually get to the right point, you can see a silhouette what he ran into. And whatever the hell he ran into, it was huge. It was huge. And it knocked him flat on his ass.
Yep. Well, we got, if you want to check out our store, folks, we got Bigfoot Lives 1, 2, and 3 up there. Hoax of the Century, Anatomy of a Bigfoot Hoax, Legend of Bigfoot. God, what was that new one we just did, Rocky? Brutal Bigfoot. Actually, I think that's also on that's on Amazon TV. If you got Prime, you can watch it for free. Yep. So that's there for you folks. You know, just if you're listening and you feel inclined, you want to give us a call in. Our call-in number is 619-924-0962. With 10 minutes left of the show, Rocky, what you got to say, brother?
I just want to repeat myself from last week. I have come to the conclusion, of course, I've always had the same conclusion, Bigfoot is not a magical creature. The cloaking and all that, I can't go along with that. I'm a firm believer in, I've seen too many animals camouflage themselves, but it's natural camouflage. It's not magic, and it's not, I don't believe in these things talking to me and with mental, by way of mental telepathy or speaking to me in English, or I don't go skinny dipping with their babies. I'm sorry. But, you know, basically, with me, I see it as a natural creature.
Yep.
A rare natural creature, a very intelligent natural creature, but I've never seen anything come out of an orb. I don't believe in the interdimensional thing. And me, when I go out and hunt it, I'm hunting it like I would a bear or a deer or a cottontail. I'm out there looking for actual sign, footprints, stuff like that. And I just wanted to get that said, because a lot of people still ask me about that kind of stuff. And yes, if I do see one, yes, I will shoot one, and I'll be the man that made it possible for all the others to live, because if I shoot one, I guarantee you the next day it'll be illegal to hunt, harass, or harm a Bigfoot.
Ain't that the truth, you know?
I'm not saying that that's a bad thing. I'm not saying that's a bad thing.
The man
just...
who killed Bigfoot. That'll be Rocky Slavin, the man who wrestled a bear and killed Bigfoot.
Hey, that would be cool.
Yeah. Oh, it's great. It's always great with you guys. I'm telling you guys. This is like, I don't know, I think we're working on 16 years. 16 years, you know, on the Bigfoot Live radio show. You know, back when
I remember doing the one of the anniversary shows in 2006.
Yeah.
Yeah, your dad was laughing because he asked me what I was doing, and I told him that I was sitting there drinking some homemade whiskey to celebrate the anniversary, but then my tongue got so thick it's hard to talk. like I have a hard time talking.
Yeah. Let me tell you, folks. Rocky. When we traveled that 9,000 miles across the U.S., okay, Rocky, he goes into like autopilot mode number one because he would never let you drive, right? And then he would start talking about something, and I think he does it so that he keeps himself awake. But I would fall asleep while he was talking, and then wake up 10 minutes later and he was still talking.
For 4 hours.
It was
later,
like it never stopped. Never stopped. You know, he would just actually just pass out, boom, and he was talking to himself just to keep himself awake, I'm guessing. Yeah, but it was, God. You went 9,000.
Well, that's what I tell folks, but
yeah.
I tell folks I'm just talking to keep myself awake, but I'm talking because I like to talk.
That was the secret.
That was the secret.
But you let the cat out of the bag.
Boy,
boom.
I did.
Yeah.
Well, guys, I want to say thank you all for joining me again for another week of Bigfoot Live Radio Show. You can check us out here every Wednesday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I want to thank my brothers-in-arms, Rocky Slavins up in Arkansas, my brother from another mother, Mr. Doyle Howcomb in Kentucky, my big brother, L-E-O, Leo,
woo, gotcha.
In the house up in North Carolina. And folks, I want to let everybody know, you know, I had it last week, Ernie up in Washington. He's just on mute this week because he can't stop coughing either. He's got the not the Corona, not the Budweiser. He's probably got the I'm gonna guess the IPA flu virus. Folks, we loved having you. Last words, Rocky. Go first.
I love all y'all. Thanks for being on. Thanks for putting up with me.
Last words, Doyle.
I love you guys. You're my family. I will not forever not forget you guys.
Okay, Doyle. We love you too, buddy. Leo.
Hey, I love all you guys. And folks, keep your eyes open, keep your eyes peeled, and keep looking for the big guy because he's coming soon. Who brought you?
Good night, Marco.
Up in Washington, brother. Hope you start feeling better. We can get you on next week. Folks, this has been the Bigfoot Live Radio Show, show number 607 in the can. We love you. See you next week. Marco, we're coming to try to steal you from heaven, brother. Have a great evening.
Good luck.
Good night.
Good luck, y'all.
Well, folks, once again, it's time to say so long. We'd like to thank Mr. Tom Biscardi and his guests and the Bigfoot team for joining us, and we'd especially like to thank you, our listeners, for tuning in. This is Marco Bill saying see you next Wednesday evening for some more Bigfoot Live Radio Show entertainment with Mr. Tom Biscardi and his team. And until then, keep the Bigfoot live and keep Bigfooting. See you next week.
Three men with a goal and a pact that they'd hold and a promise till the day that they die. Answers to the questions no one's found before. Driving determination, the only key they had to unlock the door. Monster, mystery, mysteries, legend, tales, and facts.